Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Brandon.
Can you
Hi,
hear me?
this is I the line is cutting in and out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Great. Yeah, I can hear you too. Okay. Well, this is Alex. I am B's assistant. I'm actually just calling you about your property in Lynchburg in Long Meadows Drive. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I've only got maybe 15 minutes.
Great, great. Okay. So I just wanted to give you an update on what's going on your property. I wanted to let you know that, we're still moving forward. And also one of our partners will be checking the property out today at 4 p.m. I've coordinated it with Dave, and I'm just letting you know that that's what's going on.
Okay, fine.
All right. Another thing that I really wanted to talk about is about your property is that we're having a lot of conflict with Zillow saying one thing, but your property showing another thing, like the square footage of it. Zillow showing the square footage is not updated. So now a lot of our partners are fighting us on what the actual square footage is and how many bedrooms it actually is. And then there's also those photos that we have, the things look just a little bit scary from the outside. But so there's a couple of solutions here that I wanted to talk to you about. Like really one option is for us to update Zillow to reflect the correct square footage of it. But first I wanted to ask, we're facing this issue where people are seeing conflicting information on Zillow. I wanted to know your thoughts on, what do you think we can do about it?
I mean, I guess updating Zillow makes sense. I believe the reason it was that way is because they didn't count the finished basement when, when it was originally created or entered in Zillow or, whoever does that. Cause it's not like I personally rented that. They didn't include the basement.
Exactly. You're 100% correct. That's what we're actually seeing right now.
So, I mean, up if getting Zillow updated is doable and you can do that, then yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Great, great. That's I just wanted to really ask you first before we can move forward with it. You can update Zillow on your end, but of course we wanted to provide that service for you. So if you'd like us to handle the update, we're definitely more than happy to do that. Because we can access the county GIS to check the correct square footage, including the renovated basement. What we're gonna do, we actually have this sheet called authorization to market. Like honestly, we may not even need the sheet signed, but just to be safe, we do have this document that allows us to market the property. If we can make those changes to Zillow, will you sign this authorization to market? And by the way, just to clarify, we're not planning on updating. We're only planning on updating Zillow. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm about to. I just got off the ship in St. Lucia, and I'm heading out to an excursion. So I'll probably have
Oh.
to let you get now. But yeah, if you send that over, I will sign it once I'm able to, once I get back later.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, I will send it to your email, brandon@fever@gmail.com. Barbara@gmail. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Brandon. I'll talk to you later then.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.